95.3 WBCK now presents Coach's Corner, live from Lakeview Ford. For over six decades, this has been your number one source for all local sports information. Coach's Corner is proudly presented by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now, here's your host, Bill Broderick.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, in the big chair once again for another week of Coach's Corner for the boys' basketball season. Coming to you from downtown Battle Creek at Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. For more than 60 years, Coach's Corner has been talking to the city high school coaches about the week in sports. And we will continue that as we head forward to another week of the high school basketball season with our first coach of the morning. But first, here's the Lakeview Ford Coach's Corner scoreboard. In early games this week, Harbor Creek defeated Parchment 65-50. Lakeview lost to Stevensville Lakeshore 51-46. Penfield beat Eaton Rapids 73-51. And Battle Creek Central lost to Portage Northern 59-45. A couple of games were scheduled for Thursday, but they were postponed due to the weather. Lakeview had their game postponed for the whole week. Battle Creek Central was supposed to play Thursday, but they ended up playing Friday. So in action last night in boys basketball, in the game of the night, in the Inquirer, and Marshall stayed undefeated as it beat Penfield at Penfield 48-31 in Interstate 8 conference play. And the BCC got their game in. They came up with their first win of the year, beating Gull Lake 51-37. St. Philip earned a huge win in conference play as it beat Bellevue for the first time since 2015. They scored 51 points in the second half and won 75-47. And Harbor Creek knocked off Hastings in Interstate Conference play 63-46. In girls basketball action in the city last night, Marshall beat Penfield 43-21. Battle Creek Central beat defending Smack East champ Gull Lake 49-24. Harbor Creek rolled past Hastings 43-32. Lakeview lost to Portage Central 34-29. And St. Phil edged Bellevue 49-42. We will be back with our first Coach of the Morning after this break on Coach's Corner on 95.3 FM WBCK.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer. We're still waiting for our first coach in the morning this morning, a late start for some of our coaches. But while we do that, we'll look ahead to the schedule this week as we head into the last week of the kind of the first part of the season before everyone kind of goes on a holiday break. Several of our, I think all of our city teams are going to play twice this week. Battle Creek Central will play at home against Onstead on Monday to get going for the week. A lot of these teams are going to be playing Monday or Tuesday and then again on Thursday, and everyone's going to take Friday off the day before the holiday break. So Battle Creek Central will play Onstead on Monday, and then they'll come back and play Loy Norix at home on Thursday, leading up to the Chuck Turner Classic is scheduled this year for December 27th down at Battle Creek Central Fieldhouse, and Battle Creek Central's opponent for that is going to be Penfield in the late game that night. This week for Lakeview, Lakeview is going to be playing on Tuesday against Grand Rapids Ottawa Hills, and they're going to come back a couple days later at home on Thursday and play Smack East rival Kalamazoo Central. Lakeview is defending their Smack East Division Championship, and that game against Kalamazoo Central will be a key game going forward and see who goes on top in the division early. As for the Chuck Turner Classic on the 27th, at Battle Creek Central, Harbor Creek and Lakeview are going to play in one of those games that night, so that'll have Lakeview's holiday schedule for that game. Harbor Creek will play two games this week, and they will play Tuesday against Portage Central at home, and then come right back and play at Parma Western on Thursday. And then on Penfield, we'll be playing a Monday game at Vicksburg, coming back on Thursday and playing at Coldwater. And then St. Phil is playing this week on on Tuesday against Catholic Christian at home. And then that'll head them into the holiday tournament. We're here with our first coach of the morning, Coach Bowling of Harbor Creek Beavers, who had a big week this week and a couple of wins. Coach, thanks for coming in.
Morning, Bill. Sorry about being a little late.
No problem.
Yeah, it was a nice week for us. I think we got better this week.
Yeah, I saw you on Tuesday, and we talked about that. You guys had a nice result against Parchment. Parchment team had a nice they have a kid going to Ferris State, a real nice smooth guard, a tall guard, and likes to shoot from outside. And I think your game plan going to that game was to kind of take him away and let the other kids try to beat you. And you're shadowing him all over the place. It wasn't really a boxing one, but the one was the situation there where the kid was just face guarding him the whole time. Talk about that strategy and how that kind of worked for you.
Well, you nailed it. I mean, we wanted to take him away, because it not only, you know, forces him to work for everything he gets, but it also changes the personality of their team. Thought it forced other guys to try to take shots that maybe they weren't used to shooting, and then they have to do that and make those consistently. So, you know, to do that for four quarters when that's not necessarily your role is good, and it can also frustrate you if you're the best player like that kid is. And really, you know, make him work and wear him down too. So a tight game can eventually get broke open, especially with our depth. And we rotated about five different guys on him. So they did a very nice job defensively. We did a good job on him. I know we held him to 10, and I think five of those 10 came real late in the game when it was kind of decided. So I was really proud of what we did there defensively. Kids did a nice job executing the game plan.
Yeah, he was kind of looking around, having that guy follow him all over the place, whoever it was at the time, and he was definitely frustrated with that situation. It was at halftime, it was close. You guys were up 26-22, then you kind of went on a little run there, and junior guard Dylan Eversall had five straight points to kind of kickstart you there, including a three-pointer. And then by the end of the quarter, you're up 44-39. But that was after you had a double-digit lead, and they kind of came back at you there at that point. But you guys stuck with it and didn't let them get all the way back, and then kept your confidence going. How important was that?
Yeah, I mean, Dylan sparked that little spurt for us. I mean, that's kind of, unfortunately, offensively, some of the things that we go through because of how we play. We shoot some threes, and we'll have a little mini drought, sort of, and we got to remind them, and we kind of had that a little bit last night. You know, hey, go to the rim. We want to shoot the three, but don't fall in love with it, and keep getting those great shots. So when Dylan got that going for us, that was a really good thing, and got us going again.
And then you opened the fourth quarter with a 15-0 run, and then it was all over at that, 59-39 after a three-pointer by Traquan Cotton. And Trey was had the tray going a little bit last on Tuesday. He ended up leading in scoring 19 points and three three-pointers. Braden Best had 9 points, all on three-pointers. Spencer Denny had 8 points. And you guys rolled to that win, and that's a nice win in non-conference and kind of a confidence booster in early part of the year against a Parchment team that you didn't really know the result was going to be as
no,
you go in.
They were 2-1 coming in, and we were the same, so it was a big game for us. We felt like two teams that are, you know, respectable, and we definitely needed to get that to kind of get us going. And to play at home was nice, and we needed to definitely improve on the offensive end and play with some more ball movement and player movement, and the ball wasn't sticky and our guys were cutting and moving and very active. And when we do that, we're pretty difficult to defend because, as you said, all that balance within that scoring. And again, we had 9 different guys score last night, and you know, that makes us tough to defend because you can't do what we did. There's not just one guy to take away for us. There's you got to defend us all.
Yeah, last night you got back in the conference play and you beat Hastings 63-46. And like you said, 9 different players scored and moved your record up to 4-1. Eversall and Bess had 11 points each to lead you guys, but a bunch of guys in the scoring column there, Davion Roy, Maddox McCarty, each had 9. Traquan Cotton had 8. And I'm sure that confidence booster from Tuesday rolled into Friday and getting that conference win is big early in the year, and winning another game at home had to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we talked about the importance of last night's game if we wanted to stay, obviously, in the conference race with our loss to Marshall. So that gets us back to 1-1. So we're one game back instead of being two. That was a big deal to us. And again, another nice Friday night and to play at home as we go on the road here for our last two before the break. That was a big game for us for those reasons.
How'd that game kind of go? Did you guys have a lead at halftime, or did you kind of pull away in the second half?
We got out to a quick start, which was nice. We made some shots. We played all 14 guys in each half, which was nice. We had some chances to really throw some big knockout blows, and those just didn't come because kind of, like I said, talked about a little of those mini droughts where we needed to get to the rim a little bit, but we played through those, and that's just kind of how it's going to happen some nights. But we have a team with a lot of spurt ability, if that's right. A real word, but we do have some spurt ability where we get going, and then we can score 9 to 12 quick points right on you real fast. So that kind of makes up for some of those mini droughts that can happen. And we just got to continue to work to, when those things happen, to adjust and play through them and, look for a high percentage shot close to the basket. And I think I'm confident that we can continue to work on that and get better. So I was pleased.
You had to be pleased with the whole week. And I was talking when I was at your game on Tuesday, and I was talking to Trey on Tuesday. Talked about how you guys wanted to put that Marshall game behind you, but you thought that was kind of gave the whole team kind of a kick in the butt in terms of how you guys want to play and how you did play that night. And you had a big week after that. It seemed like all the kids are on the same page this week, and that kind of inspired these kids to play a little bit better going forward. And that could have been, an early season turning point for you
guys. Right. I agree. That loss was disappointing because it was a loss. And, their length and their size kind of gave us some issues and forced us to shoot a little quicker and do some things that we didn't necessarily need to do, but we ended up doing. So credit them for that. But then we went back and watched that film, and then we went back and watched some film from last year, second half of the year when things were going well, and we reviewed our ball movement and our action and how well we did, and reminded our kids this is who we are and this is who we need to be and get to this. And after those two film sessions, I think things kind of clicked, and we got back to our identity and who I thought we would be and who they knew they were. And that offensive identity came through this week with sharing the basketball and the ball movement and our activity. And because of that, it was a direct correlation on our ability to score more points and become harder to defend and get to the free throw line a little more as well.
And it was a nice week for Harper Creek, two wins, and we're looking forward to two more games next week, maybe two more wins, and we'll talk about those victories next Saturday when you come back, Coach. Thanks a lot.
Sounds good. Thank you, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here after this on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick of the Battle Creek Inquirer back here on Coach's Corner down at the Lakeview Ford on the Motor Mile. We'll be here with our next Coach of the Morning. We have Coach Robbie Hatton, the Penfield Panthers, on the phone. How's it going, Coach?
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Hey, we're doing real good. Talking about a couple of good games for you this week, a win and a loss. On Tuesday, you guys rolled over Eaton Rapids 73-51, and in that game, you jumped out to a 23-5 lead in the first quarter and never looked back. Talk about that game a little bit and what was clicking for you.
Yeah, so, we actually got up 35-5 at one point, and then, Eaton Rapids back a little bit, and actually in the third quarter, it was a 12-point game again. They made some big shots, and then our kids stayed composed, and we were able to pull away towards the end. But, our press was really working and, creating turnovers. And, our team definitely strives off of creating chaos and scoring in off of turnovers and scoring in transition. And if our press is working, we're looking pretty good. And Calvin Payson hit 8 threes that game. We were clicking. And, so it was definitely a good game for us defensively. I thought we played pretty well, especially, like I said, when our press was working.
Yeah, Calvin Payson did have 33 points overall with those 8 triples. They had 7 rebounds and 3 assists. And Brevin Bailey had 10 points and 9 rebounds, and Jonathan Lake had 9 points, 9 rebounds, and 5 assists. And when you're running that press and getting those turnovers, seems like the ball seems to be moving also off of that, because if you're getting off press and then you're getting all those triples on top of that, how's that kind of sitting? You guys getting down on the floor quick and then moving the ball around and finding guys open outside the arc?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, is when you're creating turnovers and forcing teams to play fast, sometimes they transition bad. And so we're just trying to find the open guy in transition, you know, try to go inside out. You know, Johnny Lake is a very good player down low, and he's getting double teamed a lot. And he actually had, he ended up having 7 assists against Eaton Rapids. And that just shows, you know, he gets the ball inside and he doesn't mind finding that open player. You know, and Calvin was hitting, and he had a good game.
You guys can bounce back from that game, a big win, and then you guys are going to come home and host Marshall in an Interstate 8 conference game last night. Those are always good games between Marshall and Penfield, and especially a conference game. And Marshall came in undefeated, and it's a chance for you guys to match up for the first time this season and see which other had. And Marshall came away with a 48-31 win, but this game was tight at halftime, and could have gone either way, especially when Jonathan Lake had a three-pointer right before halftime and you guys were sitting good, and then things kind of went the wrong direction in the second half. Talk about what happened there.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we talked a little bit last night too, and, you know, we weren't able to do what we wanted to do pressing-wise. We just weren't quite ready there. We weren't leading the way we should have been. And, you know, it forced us to pull our press off, which then allowed us to kind of – play Marshall's pace. And, you know, and they play a very methodical pace. You know, they want to play slower if they can. And we aren't equipped to that yet. You know, we're just not quite there yet. And you know, hopefully we'll get a chance to, you know, we'll play them at least one more time and potentially play them again in the districts. And, you know, we'll be more ready to train or rotate better in our press against them. And, you know, they play some tough defense. You know, they try to deny the wing. They don't really give up the pass to the wing easy. You know, they double the posts when they can. You know, we've got to be more aggressive when we're looking for our shots. You know, all season we're averaging, you know, 25, 26 threes a game, and I think we only shot 8 of them last night. You know, counting Johnny's half-court shot right before halftime, but you know, it was just one of those things. We were kind of being very complacent, and, you know, we just got to look for our shots a little bit more, and that opens up the inside game as well.
Yeah, inside, Johnny Lake did play well at spurts. He had 18 points to lead you guys overall, and with those big shoulders, he was able to go against that big front line of Marshall and have his way a little bit here and there. But like you said, you want to go inside out a little bit more, and that wasn't quite there. But that's a game that you like you were talking to me about last night, that's a game you're going to want to look at and use as a learning tool and moving forward when you see them again in the second half of the conference and maybe possibly in districts. But overall, with a nice start to your season, including that win over Eaton Rapids earlier in the week, you have to be happy with the way things are going in your first couple of weeks of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, we're 3-2 right now. You know, the Eaton Rapids game, or not the Eaton Rapids game, the Williamson game, you know, that was an overtime game. So I'm happy with where we're at right now. You know, we've got to get a little bit better offensively and a little bit better mentally. You know, when things don't go our way, you know, we got to make sure we're not getting too upset to the point where we're not running what we want to run. And, you know, we just got to keep playing our game. It's a long season. I told our kids last night, one loss isn't going to take you out of contention for a potential league title. So, you know, we got to keep chipping away. You know, we got to take care of games that we think we can take care of, and you know, we got to compete every day, and you know, we're getting there. It just you know, last night wasn't our night, and sometimes in basketball you have that, and you'd rather have those now than later in the year.
Well, it looks like you're going to be on the road for a couple of games next week. You're going to be at Vicksburg, and then you're going to go south and play at Coldwater in another league game next week, another game that has a nice history to it in terms of conference play. Talk about what you're looking forward to this week and as you guys kind of head into the holiday break.
Yeah, absolutely. We got a very tough Vicksburg team on Monday. You know, they're very well coached. they like to shoot the three ball, so we got to be ready to defend beyond the perimeter. And you know, and then Coldwater, you know, it's a nice league battle. They've had a good start to their season as well, and you know, they're going to come in, and you know, they're having the same type of expectations of they want to compete for a league title. So you know, the I-8's a very tough league. You know, you look at last year and this year, and a lot of teams are very similar in regards to, you know, skill level, and you know, it's going to come down to, you know, who wants to win the 50-50 balls and who's going to rebound, and you know, a lot of that's going to come down to that. And so any chance you get to play a league game in the I-8, you know, you're going to be in for a dogfight.
Well, it's exciting to look forward to. A couple of nice games for Penfield, and we'll talk more about it next Saturday when we get together with Coach's Corner once again. Congrats on the win earlier this week, and a tough game last night with Marshall. You guys played well. Talk about next week. Next week, Coach, thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
Yep, we'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on 95.3 WBCK FM after this.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
This is Bill Broderick, sports editor of the Battle Creek Inquirer, back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning, Coach Krem of the Battle Creek Central Bearcats. Yeah, good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill.
The Bearcats got their first win of the season last night. They played Gull Lake in a game that had been postponed since Thursday because of weather, and you beat Gull Lake 51-37. Overall, you split during the week. You lost to Portage Northern on Tuesday, 59-45. Let's talk real quick about Tuesday's game against Portage Northern. Tell us a little bit about what happened in that game. That game was that close for a while and kind of got away from you late?
Probably close in the first quarter.
Yeah.
I think that's the first game that we've actually come out of the locker room and appeared ready to play. We played pretty decent, had a first quarter lead, I think maybe 4 points first quarter. After that, they were able to execute their stuff. They really play physical, we knew that. They're patient and poised on offense, and they just kind of ran their stuff and slowly got back on top and then continued to kind of creep away.
Well, we'll put that game on our back pocket, and we'll talk about some happier times playing last night. You got your win last night against Gull Lake, knocking off Gull Lake in East Division play. That's a confidence booster for you. Your young team getting some wins early in the season especially is going to be big for your young team. Josh Pittman had 18 points as you guys beat Gull Lake. Talk about what was working for you guys last night.
Well, you know, we appeared more energized defensively last night. I think we played a better defensive game from pretty much from start to finish. So defensive energy, I keep telling our guys, we got to be better on defense because our offense just is. We don't have enough guys contributing offensively. So we need to be able to hang our hat on something, and it appears that maybe the best thing we can do is utilize our speed and quickness and be more aggressive and determined on defense. And last night, seems like the guys bought into that, especially once we got the lead, and they started to feel pretty good about what was going on the floor. So the defensive energy was there pretty much throughout the entire game, and I think if we can settle in on that end of the court, I think that'll help us experience some success.
That defensive strategy, is that mostly in a half-court situation with the press, or are you guys trying to do a little full-court press here and there, or just picking your spots? Or?
Well, both, Bill. We definitely need to get better in the half-court, the defensive end half-court. But, you know, when you're small and you got speed and quickness, you want to try to see if you can extend the pressure three-quarter or full-court. So we want to be able to do a little of both. And I think we were able to do a little of both last night.
What makes you a little nervous about that maybe also is that you're not really deep necessarily. You don't want to get too many guys in foul trouble and doing full court all the way. But like you said, slowing them down, not letting them get into their sets early probably is a good way to go. And And then you can create some situations off of that. Were you able to do that a little bit in terms of creating some transition baskets a little bit last night?
Yeah, because, you know, the lead we had was, you know, basically around 6-7 points most of the game. But late in the third quarter and early in the fourth quarter, we were able to turn them over in our full court packages, and those turnovers turned into some breakout or some easy layups for us on the other end. So, yeah, last night the pressure defensive packages were pretty impactful for us. They worked real well last night.
Like we said before, Josh Pittman came up again. He's led you in almost every game this year at 18 points. But talk about some other kids that have kind of stepped up throughout the whole year that you like in terms of improving and hoping that they're going to impact the games a little bit more going forward, and maybe a little bit some of those guys from last night.
Well, we have an undersized post player, Jarrell Bradley. And, I mean, Pittman has led us in each of our games, and Bradley's been the second leading scorer contributor for us. He's only about 5'10", but he's got a thick, solid frame, and he's pretty physical. So he gets some rebounds for us down there, even though he's small. He kind of bangs and bumps a little bit for us down there, and he's able to get the ball, get some offensive rebounds, and get the ball back in the basket. So we're really pleased with that in the sense that this is only his second year playing. I think he played as a freshman. Now he's a senior. He didn't play his sophomore or junior year. So he stepped in and has been a pleasant surprise for us. Other than that, it really hasn't been a whole lot of offensive contributions. We have a couple guys playing pretty good on the defensive end. That would be Ebion Wilson. He's got a lot of speed. He's only about 5 feet tall, but he gets after it. And we got Carmelo Hall, who's a junior guard for us. He's done a pretty good job handling the ball out front and running our offense. So those few guys have been the most consistent, I would say, at this point.
Well, looks like you have a couple of home games this week coming up before the holiday break. You know, looks like a Monday-Thursday slate for you. You're going to play Onsted on Monday and then come back and play Lori Norix on Thursday. And then head into the holidays where we have the Chuck Turner Classic once again. And we'll look forward to talking a little bit more about those games next Saturday when we get together and possibly a couple more wins here, Coach.
We're sure going to hope so.
All right. Hey, thanks for coming down here, Coach.
All right, thanks.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM after this.
Coach's Corner on 95.3 WBCK. Proudly brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Here's Coach's Corner.
This is Bill Broderick of the Valkyrie Inquirer back here on Coach's Corner. We're here with our next Coach of the Morning here with Coach Wickman of the Lakeview Spartans. Good morning, Coach.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing really well.
Good, good.
Lakeview supposed to play a couple games this week. One game was postponed on Thursday night due to the weather and didn't get a chance to reschedule that from Friday. So you just played the one game on Tuesday. You had to go all the way to the Lakeshore and played Stevensville Lakeshore and lost 51-46. Lakeshore jumped out on you guys early. Maybe you didn't quite get off the bus as fast as you wanted to. And they led 19-10 in the first quarter. And you guys weren't able to really rebound after that. Talk about how that game kind of started and how it went from there.
Well, believe it or not, we were up 4-0.
All right. There you go.
And then, you know, like you said, at halftime, it was 19-10. So, or at the end of the quarter, it was 19-10. So, obviously, what would that be? 19 to 6 run, I guess, right? Yep. So, I think we got a little quick in our offense, you know, too many jump shots and not trying to get to the rim and not getting in the paint and, just taking the easy, quick route instead of, you know, trying to work for a better shot. And I think, you know, when we did that and then they hit a couple threes and then, you know, that's kind of how that goes. And then, you're fighting that uphill battle the whole rest of the way, you know, and, we talked about that after the game. Like once you dig a hole, you know. I mean, we got it back to one in the fourth, but you know, it takes a lot of energy to get out of the hole, and then you got to try to stay out of the hole.
Well, Brian Campbell had another big game for you: 24 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists. Tavion Newton chipped in with 9 points and 5 rebounds. Jackson Hardy had 9 points, 9 rebounds, and like you said, you fought back to within one and couldn't quite get over the hump at that point. And I think you guys learned anything in terms of that game and going forward, or is that just another one of those Tuesday games and during the season that they can kind of put behind them and go forward there?
Well, yeah, it's too early in the season for it to be a Tuesday you just put behind you, because there's a lot of learning to do. So sure. I think we did learn. I think we, you know, you go through scouting reports and things in practice and what we think they're going to do, and they didn't do anything we didn't think they were going to do, but we didn't handle it as well as we could have early. They run a nice little back screen action all the time, and we worked on it in practice. We talked about it. We figured it out, and then the game started, and we didn't do it the right way. So that's a little frustrating, but that's the learning part, right? So we got to a point where we figured it out, but at the point where you're down 10 already, you know, it's a little late to figure it out. So hopefully we learned from that, you know, we got to be on point from go.
So that led you to you're hoping to play on Thursday. That game didn't come off. So you had a long week of practices from that point. Then next week you have a couple games. You're going to play Tuesday, Thursday next week as everyone kind of gets ready for the holiday break, and no one around here is going to be playing on Friday. So you're going to play Ottawa Hills on Tuesday, and then a big game in the East Division as you guys are defending East Division champs. You're going to host Kalamazoo Central. Let's talk about that schedule next week and what kind of pops up for you there.
Well, it's a big week. I mean, they're all big weeks, you know, but Ottawa Hills is brand new to our schedule. We've never played them. I don't know anything about them. And I was talking to the coaches earlier. They, by some quirk of the schedule, they have not even played yet. And if everything's accurate on the MHSAA website, their first game is today. So we're not going to get any film on them, so we're going to go in there. It'll be one of those games. Sometimes early in the year, I think these are good for your team. It'll be a game where we have to go in and adjust to what's going on and learn on the fly, which isn't my favorite thing to do, but maybe early in the year against a non-conference opponent, you know, it's good for your team in the long run to make sure that, we can adjust while the game's going on. We don't have to know everything, right? And so that'll be an interesting test on Tuesday. And then obviously with Kalamazoo coming in on Thursday, I'm sure they're going to be hungry to get revenge for the last year when we beat them. So, you know, and they're rolling a little bit right now. They're playing pretty well. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how that goes off. And, it'll be a big week for us. And then going into the holiday.
Well, I think Kalamazoo Central always brings out the best in your team when you see them come in, whether you play them or there or they come here. And you guys seem to play some of your best basketball when you play them. And that's what happened last year when you upset them on the way to division title and got that win. Do you feel that also when they see Kalamazoo Central that they really kind of get up for that game?
Yeah, I think so. I think for a long time, I think everybody, maybe not everybody, but a lot of our kids thought they were untouchable. Right. You know, and some of those teams when they had the NBA kid on their team, they kind of were untouchable. You know, but they're high school kids just like we're high school kids, right? And so I think, having beat them two out of the last four gives us some confidence, gives us some, you know, we know we can beat them. Whereas, you know, in the years past, maybe it was almost, I don't want to say a foregone conclusion, but it was, you know, it was more difficult to get kids to believe that. And so now we do have that belief. And so I think our kids do get excited. I think they are, they're hungry to see if we can keep our championship, you know. Now it's early in the year, but that's a big league game already.
So that's be exciting to look forward to. Hopefully we'll have a couple games to talk about next week when we get together instead of just the one this week, and be fun to talk about that Kalamazoo Central game and to find out what happens with this new team, Ottawa Hills, that you're going to face here for the first time. And be exciting to see which direction it goes as we head into the holiday break after we put together the first part of the season, the first section of the season, and then get ready for the Chuck Turner Classic in the offseason. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming on down.
All right.
Here.
Thanks, Bill.
We'll be back with our next Coach of the Morning here on WBCK 95.3 FM.
Coach's Corner on WBCK, brought to you by Lakeview Ford, where community matters. Now back to the show.
All right, this is Bill Broderick, Valley Creek Choir. We're back here with our next coach of the morning, Coach Kimber of the St. Phil Fighting Tigers. Good morning, Coach.
Morning, Bill.
Boy, St. Phil had one of their better wins in a couple years last night. They played the monsters of the SCAA. They played Bellevue, a team you haven't beaten since 2015. Feels like you've been banging your head against the wall when you played them the last several years. They've won the division 10 straight years. But St. Phil came, had a huge second half, and beat Bellevue 75-47. Part of that was being down at 9 at halftime, but then scored 51 points in the second half to get that win. Boy, that must have been some halftime speech for you guys.
I don't know if it was a halftime speech or the guys just found their energy at the halftime, because it was, you know, I think the best teams are kind of player led, and I thought the guys really got after it at halftime. You know, they were kind of leading the discussion as to what we needed to do. I mean, we knew we needed to put more ball pressure on their guards. We kind of viewed that as a weakness of theirs. And so just kind of getting the guys rallied around, and then, you know, they came out with an unbelievable amount of energy for the second half.
51 points in the second half. You don't score that many in a game sometimes. And what was clicking there? Was it just – I know you guys want to go fast when you can and score on the break, but you guys also like to shoot the three. What was happening last night?
Bellevue plays their 2-3 zone. And I thought in the first half we did a poor job of attacking gaps. And then, you know, because the way I sold it to the guy was like, you attack the gaps, it's going to open up everything on the outside. So we were, in the first half, we were settling for threes. Like, the first look we could get, it didn't go inside outside. And in the second half, it really started off right off the rip. We ran a nice little play, and Carter Diswick attacked the lane and got an easy layup. And the next possession down, we ran the same play, and then he hit Jackson in the corner. It didn't go down, but it was a wide open three. And so I think that the guys saw early in the second half that, we attacked the lane, we're going to get some open looks. And so, it really opened up from the inside-outside perspective there.
Jackson Diswick had 30 points to lead St. Phil. Carter Diswick at 18. Lincoln Diswick at 12. Bellevue countered Chase Graham, their big guy, at 17 points. Another big guy, Nathan Payne, at 15. Seems like they have a full roster of big guys. So it's hard to play against. So talk about the X's and O's part of that also in terms of combating their size with your quickness. Bellevue's going to want to use their size, but it didn't look like they were able to last night.
They were in the first half, that's for sure. I wanted to press them, but we don't have enough guys to practice it, so we've never had a chance to practice a press. And so I just, one of the timeouts, I'm just like, you know what, guys, we're going to go full court 2-3 zone. Okay. And Sawyer Weiss and Jackson Diswick did a great job of putting ball pressure on their guards. And in the second half, it really started to carry over, and we started to create some turnovers and get out to those easy little turnovers for touchdowns, as we'll call them. Those turnovers for touchdowns turned into energy, and the energy that Sawyer Weiss brought last night was incredible on the defensive end. He was rewarded a few times for those turnovers for touchdowns, and I thought our pace, that was one of those games where if we could get out and play fast, we knew we had them, and we were able to do that.
Beyond the X's and O's, like we talked about, the big picture here, let's talk about that a little bit. St. Phil, Bellevue's been the team that's knocked you guys around a little bit the last several years. Joe Costello has done that to a lot of teams in the league, and using his press and running teams out of the gym sometimes. And like you said, they've won the division 10 straight years and dominated at times during that part. But you last couple of years, especially with this group that you have, you thought maybe that you're going to get a chance to get him. And we talked about that a little bit last year, and it didn't happen. And you and I talked a little bit about this last week, where this could have been the chance that you could get him. But until you do, you do. You haven't done it yet. So was that kind of the mindset last night, that when you're trailing at 9 at halftime, saying, we thought this was going to be a chance, but here we go again, kind of thing?
Yeah, the first half really felt like a mental block almost. It was like, I think we were just tight. And so, and I think we kind of had that thought creeping in the back of our mind that
we just can't get over the hump. And then, you know, I finally got him. And, you know, we talked to the boys after the game and told them, you know, now we've kind of thrown the champs. Now we're the ones with the target on the back. I mean, this is a privilege. Right. Everybody's going to be coming after us now.
So getting those guys and getting that one in your back pocket, that's a huge confidence booster for you guys, I'm sure, moving forward. And let's talk about that going forward. You guys have a schedule coming up. Talk about what you got going this week.
Yeah, we just got Mendon on Monday. We have midterms at the school, so having a nice only one game week will be nice. I mean, it's unfortunate that it has to be a Monday game, but Mendon, they're a quality opponent. They got the Gorham brothers. I think it's Owen. He's a number little four. He's a shooter, a good point guard, and then his brother, Ryder, physical guard. Can also shoot, but he likes to get physical after it. And then, yeah, after that game on Monday, we don't play again until Union City at the Fieldhouse over Christmas break. And so I would say an easy week, but it's not an easy week. It's just a one-game week. So, yeah.
One-game week this week, one-game week next week, and then only playing once over the holidays.
Nope. We play three times over the holidays.
All right, there you go.
Sorry to interrupt you there.
That's all right. Well, that's a good thing to know because so you're going to catch up on some games. So playing only one time this week and one time next week, and then how important is it going to be to get those extra games during the holiday break because you guys are kind of not necessarily getting in the rhythm right now in terms of a couple of games per week?
Yeah, we kind of talked about it in the offseason about trying to schedule some more games over the Christmas break because we do feel like this team is good and we can make a push. And so we kind of wanted to try to avoid the holiday, you know, setback that you get after the Christmas break. And so we obviously have Union City at the Fieldhouse like we do every year. But this year we also scheduled Howardsville Christian January 2nd. And then we have East Jordan January 3rd at University of Michigan. So it's a nice little treat because when we're playing Howardsville Christian, we'll also be up at Cornerstone University. And so getting a couple bigger atmosphere gyms to play in. And so kind of getting them in the mindset that they can, you know, they can play in these big events.
Exactly, and this is the kind of season that you want because this is the team that's kind of coming through, and that's the year that you guys were looking forward to, and beating Bellevue last night kind of backs that up a little bit for you guys, and getting, let's just circle back a little bit, getting over the hump a little bit in terms of beating Bellevue, and what does that mean for these guys going forward, and in terms of the confidence boost that they can get, and for the program, and telling you that all things are kind of possible this year.
Yeah, I think just getting that one over the hump is going to be huge because now I think the guys can kind of play a little looser when they're playing games like Bellevue again because now they know that they can win these big games. And so it's just the confidence is there. Now they have the belief, and now they know that they can do it. And so it's just massive. I can't wait to see how we look on Monday. I mean, obviously, we're not going to be able to practice tomorrow, but we're practicing today. And so hopefully we come in Monday. I mean, if anybody's got the remedy for a slow start, I would love to hear it because we always start slow. And so we're trying to figure that one out. But, yeah, just, you know, getting that belief. And now they know that they can achieve what they want.
I guess that's a double-edged sword a little bit less with that. You guys have a big confidence booster for the whole weekend, and you're going to practice today, but not tomorrow, and then you're going to play right away on Monday. You don't want to be fat and sassy coming in on Monday thinking that you guys have the whole world at your plate right now and after beating Bellevue. So what do you do as a coach to make sure that things are going in the right direction on Monday?
I think, you know, with starting practice today, we just got to, you know, talk to them and be like, we still have a big game on Monday, and now the target is actually on our back. Like, it's no longer on somebody else. Like, we're who everybody's gunning for. Because, I mean, Baroque is a good team in the conference. Mendon is a good team in the conference. Colon's a good team. I mean, it's a solid league this year. But we're the ones that got Bellevue first, and they've ran the league for the last 10 years. And so now it kind of looks like, you know, oh, they got Bellevue, so now the target's on their back. And so just getting them to understand that we're I guess the top dog right now, and so everybody's going to be bringing their best for us.
And we were talking a little bit before we got on here that there's a little that equates to a little situation we've seen in the Big Ten in the football season right now.
Yeah, you know, now I don't feel like Ryan Day, that I finally got one over my rival. Sorry, Terry.
That's right. Before we leave, let's talk about some of the kids that have stepped up beyond the the common suspects that we have there that you really like filling in the gaps for these guys in terms of this whole season as you guys are kind of sitting there at 3-1 already?
Yeah, Cole Myers played great last night on defense, but Sawyer Weiss, the energy that he brought, I felt like his energy kind of like catapulted us in the second half. And then Chris Gaona, he's not the tallest kid, but he's really strong. And so just getting his strength in there to combat their bigs.
That's looks like the whole team's kind of coming together, and, mm-hmm. and the kids are playing well, and it looks like you said all along, that you're looking forward to this year for a couple of years now, and it could be a special season. So that Bellevue win last night kind of proves that. Thanks a lot, Coach, for coming on down. And we'll be back next Saturday for another edition of Coach's Corner. We'll have all our coaches
thanks,
back.
Bill.
And thanks for listening on WBCK 95.3 FM.